This is PodTech News. I'm Jason Lopez. It's April 30th, 2006. The San Francisco International Film Festival wraps up this week. The event confirms what many have been saying about the convergence of digital technology and entertainment. The tools for creating and distributing are finally here. That doesn't mean that you can effortlessly watch television on your PC over the internet. The content rights holders haven't yet figured out how to fully exploit the demand to maximize profit, so at this rate, the number of offerings is underwhelming. But the technologies have filmmakers moving in new directions. At the Pocket Cinema screening on Thursday, a collection of short movies made for cell phone screens, for example. But perhaps the highlight of the festival was an evening with legendary Bavarian, as he calls himself, filmmaker Werner Herzog, creator of such classics as Aguirre, the Wrath of God, Fitzcarraldo, and the updated Nosferatu. I met Herzog at the St. Francis Hotel in downtown San Francisco to chat about the San Francisco International Film Festival, the state of film today, and how to think about digital technology.
This year is the first year of a new programming director, and I think he has done some very intense and interesting work. What I also like is that you get the feeling that there's a wide world out there of new emerging filmmakers, not only in America. What's emerging in America is very interesting and very fascinating. But at the same time, from all over the place, from Algeria, from Indonesia, from God knows where they are coming from, and very, very interesting films.
When you say there are these new films, these interesting films from America, from other places, are there certain themes and topics that make them interesting? Are there certain production values, production methods that make them interesting? What do you mean?
I believe that last year was a very fertile year. One side is documentaries, and I say it with the necessary caution, only in quotes. A new interest by audiences in reassessing our position towards reality, a very new curiosity, and great new talents out there. Very fascinating what's going on there. Also a very good year for feature films, when you look at Capote, Brokeback Mountain, you just name it. Very, very interesting films, including King Kong. With a very new way to handle special effects. I think monumental achievements to lift special effects away from the mere mechanics of it. All of a sudden, there's great beauty in it.
Are you seeing a blurring between Hollywood and the independent films that are being made and the kind that are coming to film festivals like the San Francisco International Film Festival?
Not necessarily, but I think part of Hollywood is... has understood that in the long run, you cannot survive only with special effects and one big star in it, let's say Arnold Schwarzenegger doing Terminator. And they are reorienting themselves a little bit more into the direction of great storytelling, like The Treasure of the Sierra Madre or Casablanca. And this is why some of the industries all of a sudden shifting their gaze towards my films.
Let's talk about the preservation of some of your older films. There are some that are practically not watchable now because the celluloid must be deteriorating at this point.
Well, they are still watchable, but one has to be aware that celluloid does not have a very long life, and preservation of films is a major question and a major issue, and I think Martin Scorsese is at the forefront of raising this question and doing something about it. What we do not know yet is how endurable will be digital scans of movies be. We have no clear idea about it yet. There's no expertise yet.
Why is that?
Because it sounds like... Because we do not know it yet. We have digital scans of films only very recently, and in 100 years from now, we have to see, does it deteriorate? Do we lose it because there was a thunderstorm out there which erases all of a sudden all the memories or so? We do not know yet.
I see. You also talked about DVDs available on your website, and this brings to mind the idea of new business models that the web is enabling for all sorts of businesses, not just filmmakers. Yeah. But in your case, does this represent a business model that you see as viable?
It is not only a business model. Of course, I'm glad that I can earn some money with a library of films that I have created. And my brother has released a so-called six-pack of six DVDs, which contain 25 or so of my films, shorter films, documentaries, that have not been available for 20, 30 years or so. And I think DVDs at least make films available again. I recently discovered Bresson's early work, like Diary of a Country Priest. And even if you live in New York or in London or in Los Angeles, you would have to wait for a decade until some film archive eventually would show it. And what happens if you live in Missoula, Montana, or Stevens Point, Wisconsin? The only option you have now is acquire the DVD, screen it as large as you can on your flat screen at home, and invite some friends. And all of a sudden, films become available, and the effect is a part of some business. The effect is that the 14-year-old kids are writing to me enthusiastic letters and try to know about what else is available on DVD, what can we see. And it's very encouraging for me.
You were very warm to the idea, maybe not ecstatic, but you were warm to the idea of flat screen televisions and large format viewing at home. We see also movement in the internet world of distribution.
Yes.
Over these networks. Mark Cuban talking about neighborhood cinemas and being able to quickly distribute
yeah.
films and turn them over, even show older films in neighborhood yes. theaters. What do you think of this idea?
Well, there, because of new technology, new forms of viewing films are emerging, and they are quite visible at the horizon right now. But I have to warn you, my caveat is nothing will ever replace the experience of going out to the movies and experience some new film on a screen with a lot of packed audiences who is curious and who is eating popcorn and wants to see the movies. Nothing is going to replace that. This is the mother of all battles.
Werner Herzog is the director of more than 45 films. His latest is the sci-fi fantasy using found footage called The Wild Blue Yonder. But it was his previous film, Grizzly Man, about the tragic death of Timothy Treadwell and his companion in the wilds of Alaska, that seems to have introduced Herzog's work to a young generation. Here's Herzog to explain.
Grizzly Man had, of course, an effect on American audiences and very young audiences, but before Grizzly Man, there was a release about 14 of my films on DVD here in the country, now 25 films more, which you can get through my website. And of course, the response has been astonishing for me, because it's not the Werner Herzog film buffs. It is a completely new generation, the 20-year-old, the 17-year-old, the 14-year-old, the 14-year-old kids who write to me, and I get a lot of letters. And I'm astonished at how young the audience has got who loves my films. It would be dangerous and a mistake to rely on my own fans. And you have to open up, and you have to make your films available for other audiences as well, for a new generation.
Well, Werner Herzog, thank you so much for being on the podcast. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.